Well, I have a standing account with Bunko's, the local pizza place here. And, I do go through a lot of pizza, but when I get a pizza, it's like three meals or four meals, depending on what, you know, what's, how it's cut. You're saying about octogenarians making it to 100 or whatever they are. I mean, my mom made it to 98. And I remember how little she ate in the last 20 years of her life or 30 years after my dad died. She would just have a cup of coffee in the morning, a couple slices of rye toast, another cup of coffee in the afternoon with something to eat, and that was about it. She didn't really eat much for dinner. I mean, she didn't really even eat dinner unless we took her out to dinner. But, she lived to be 98. And then Sean went through the list of everything, and I said, you can't forget the shot of bourbon and the cigarette, too, because some of those old people, you know, they were still smokers, some of them, and, you know, they still had their little cocktail there somewhere in there. But those are the rare ones that were really well blessed with good immune system or whatever their body chemistry was. So, yeah, I mean, I've been borderline diabetic, and it does run in the family. Heart disease runs in the family for me. And the reason why I just lost so much weight is because I'm getting tired of doctors yelling at me all the time. So I dropped quite a bit of weight, about maybe 6 inches out of my waist so far with a couple more to go.
Well, that's a bunch, that's for sure. But and yeah, Dakota, that I think that you hit the nail on the head. You know, we were hunter gatherers, and you might feast if you on a fresh kill, but you might go, you know, who knows? You might go days, you know, with little more than twigs. So we were designed to really utilize the carbohydrates, fat, and protein to power us, you know, and now we gorge ourselves with an overabundance of protein. Their body's like, you know, what do I do with all this extra protein? What do I do with all this extra carbs? What do I do with all this extra fat? So it packs it on because, you know, well, what about, you know, stores it? And, you know, and then that way we can go between kills a little bit longer, between finding that bush with the good berries. You know, our bodies were masterful at in the plentiful times packing it on so that we could make it to the next one. And that just doesn't fit with modern society where every meal is like the bounty. We're just packing it on, man, packing it on. Oh well, this is depressing. Let's talk about the rain.